World Bank's twice yearly report on issues shaping Africa's economic growth, known as Africa Pulse, has just been published. The report sees Africa's GDP growth accelerating from 4.2% in 2012 to 4.9% in 2013. We are joined by Chico Ferreira, who is Deputy Chief Economist for the Africa region at the World Bank, and by Poonam Chuhanpol, who is a lead economist in the Africa region. And speaking to us about this report, it's not just about growth, it's about sharing growth.
It's about what growth can do to reduce poverty. It's about making Africa's growth better at improving the lives of its poor people. And that has also to do with reducing Africa's inequality so that the growth can be shared.
And Poonam, talk to me a bit about what are the recommendations, what are you looking at, what needs to be done to boost prosperity and for it to reduce poverty better?
Very importantly, the report also shows that African growth is resilient. So whereas globally growth has been rather subdued and sluggish and mixed trends globally, you find that African countries are doing quite well. They are benefiting from a strong middle class. They're benefiting from investment flows into the country. They're also benefiting from very, very favorable macroeconomic policies. So the environment in these countries is good for growth. And the important thing that we are trying to bring out in the report is that it's important to have growth being shared, as Chico was saying, that more people participate in it. So it's important to see where growth is happening. Is it happening in the rural areas where the poor are, which then has greater implications for reducing poverty in the region, as well as the balance of growth between urban areas, rural areas, and sectoral issues. So the report covers many of these things, trying to show where growth is and how growth can have a larger impact on reducing poverty.
And we know that plenty of this growth has come from the oil, gas, mineral sector. There are dangers here if countries want to bank only on that.
Right. The line we're taking here is that that growth is important and could be beneficial, and we should obviously try to make the best of it. But when you're taking capital out of the ground and depleting it, you've got to reinvest that in other forms of capital, infrastructure, human capital, health, education. And we're even saying some of that investment, maybe not all, but some, can best be done by poor people themselves. There's a lot of evidence from other regions that when you make small cash transfers to poor people, it improves their nutrition, it improves their schooling, and in some cases, some of it is even invested in small businesses that these families then live off in the future. So we must take the capital that is being taken out of the ground in resource-rich countries in Africa and invest it in Africa's people.
Okay. And the last question will be for you, Poonam. It's about what are the prospects? Looking at 2014, 2015, what are you projecting?
The prospects for Africa are positive. There's a favorable outlook. We expect growth to pick up from about 4.9% this year to 5.3% next year and rising to 5.5% in 2015. There are, of course, downside risks because the global economy remains fragile, and there could be implications from lower commodity prices. As you know, Africa is very dependent on commodities. As Chico was saying, it's important that when you take the wealth out of the ground, that it be converted into well-being for people. But if commodity prices fall, this does have implications in terms of what is the value of these resources. And so it has implication in terms of lower exports. It has implication in terms of revenues that governments get from resources. And we find that if there was a sharp decline in commodity prices, African countries would suffer on the aggregate. Of course, oil exporters, if it's an oil price shock, would suffer more. And if it's a metal price shock, it would be exporters of metals and other minerals. But overall, prospects are good because macroeconomic policy, by and large, is still prudent, but rising fiscal deficits and current accounts, so those need to be managed. And also more African countries are going out and borrowing in international markets, so they need to be more focused on debt dynamics and debt sustainability considerations moving forward.
Our guests were Chico Ferreira, the Deputy Chief Economist for the Africa region at the World Bank, and Poonam Chuhanpol, who is Lead Economist in the Africa region. Thank you both.